Chinese city on the border with Russia is turning to unconventional means to control COVID-19. It's offering a reward of $15,000 to anyone who can help trace the origin of the latest outbreak. Heihe city officials have declared a so-called people's war against the virus as cases around the country continue to climb. More than 1,000 infections have been reported since late October. The resurgence has spread to 21 provinces so far and has been accompanied by unseasonably cold weather in the country's north, conditions which have helped the virus to thrive.
We still face a complex and stern epidemic prevention and control situation this winter and the next spring. China will continue to adhere to strict epidemic prevention and control measures.
Some authorities have expanded the definition of close contacts, using mobile phone data to track people's location and activities.
Officials here call it space-time overlap, which sounds like something out of science fiction, but it's very simple. If you spend just 10 minutes within a certain radius of a known COVID-19 case, your mobile phone will alert authorities, which means a person can be quarantined even though they haven't come into actual physical contact with an infected person.
Nearly 77% of China's population is fully vaccinated. But while Singapore, Australia and New Zealand have opted to live with the virus, Beijing is sticking to its zero-tolerance strategy. The policy was criticized by virologist Guan Yi on Hong Kong television this week.
All local governments are maintaining this zero-tolerance policy. If we continue to do this, I'm sure our country's economy will one day collapse.
He also raised questions about Chinese vaccines, which have lower protection rates than other vaccines. The Chinese government has dismissed concerns, saying its strategy has kept the virus death toll low. For now, targeted lockdowns and long quarantine periods are commonplace, and the lives and travel plans of millions will continue to be upended at short notice. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.